What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Box Score, the Box Out Boys instant recap of the game of the night. In this case, the NBA Finals, Game 3, big win for the Nuggets, came out on top in a quite interesting battle early, got a little bit away from the Miami Heat late, but a fun game nonetheless. Historic night for Jokic and Murray with the first teammates ever in NBA history, apparently, to have 30-point triple doubles. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's get into it, break it down. Chris, your thoughts on Game 3, Miami's performance, the Nuggets performance. What'd you see, man?
It was all Nuggies. All right from the start, it looked like Miami was gonna kind of get in control of this game. First 6 minutes felt like really good for Miami. Jamal Murray just on a tear, getting three attempts in the first 3 minutes. Just as many as he had in the first three quarters of game two. So it's fun to see him coming out, just flying around, doing Jamal Murray kind of things. Him and Jokic were basically the offense.
Yeah.
Save for a little moment from Christian Brown there in the third and into the fourth, botting up Jimmy at one point. But I think one guy that kind of gets lost in all this is Aaron Gordon. Even though he finished with an 11 and 10 with five assists, guy was playing just big. He was really bodying up Duncan Robinson. He acted like Larry Bird. Don't put a white man on me. Moment there in the paint, drawing fouls when he could and just kind of doing the dirty down the paint. So really just a great overall performance from those four. Yeah. KCP and MPJ, the two guys we like to say as letters, did not show up again tonight. Both went 0 for 5 combined from 3. But overall, other than that, 30-point triple-doubles, tough to beat that. So
yeah, that's a tough one.
Good job, Denver.
Good job, Denver. Yes, we go from two name players to three name players becoming just letters. So, Joey, how are you feeling about your Heat now? I mean, I think before the game, you were feeling like they were going to get this one. I was feeling like that Miami was going to get this one as they came out early. They looked really sharp. But then, like Chris was saying, then the Nuggets kind of, imposed their will a little bit there. But how did you feel about Miami's performance and the adjustments the Nuggets made after the Game 2 loss?
Yeah, I'm kind of questioning some coaching decisions here from Miami. They kind of had a repeat of what happened in Game 1, where they started off the game, decent, and then they kind of got into a shooting slump. And they were missing easy shots. Bam was taking good shots, right? I think we could all agree. Most of the jumpers he was taking were decent looks for him. But kind of like in game one, they just weren't falling. And you didn't have the Max Strus. You didn't have the Gabe Vincent game. You didn't have Caleb Martin. You were missing those guys going off like they did in game two. And to me, the fact that Duncan Robinson only got 14 minutes in this game just kind of blows my mind. Like, I know you're sacrificing defense when you put him in the game, but when your other guys aren't making shots and you're down like they were, I felt like we should have seen a run from Duncan Robinson much faster or a little bit sooner than kind of garbage time. And really, like, they're kind of live or die on those guys, right? Bam had another good game. Jimmy had a great game, I think, overall. He missed some easy shots, but he made a lot of good plays. He was bringing double teams, finding the open guys, and they just were not knocking down these shots. And that's exactly what happened in game one. And you had almost the exact kind of result. It was a low-scoring game overall, right? Defense was played pretty well. But Miami just wasn't making the shots that they needed to make. The fact that they only lost by 15 and you had those two 30-point triple-doubles, like, I feel like they should have had a better chance in this game. They had looks. It just was not good. I mean, they shot, 37% from the floor versus Denver's 51%. And that's not going to get it done, especially when your two best guys are literally the only guys on the team who are contributing anything to them. So I would like to see a little bit of mix-up in the lineup coming out at halftime. Gabe Vincent had three fouls, just didn't look like he was the same Gabe Vincent from game two. But, you know, when you're going to try and ride it and it doesn't work out and you don't make an adjustment, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to let guys go for 30 and 10 and 30 and 20 like it's nothing.
I mean, the performance from Jokic and Murray is just that's ridiculous. I don't think you can – I mean, I don't think it's the Nuggets can rely on a, you know, 30-point triple-doubles every night from those guys. I mean, obviously Jokic has proved to be a triple-double machine, but like to ask your two players to kind of – carry you like that is crazy. Like you said, Butler had a good night, 28 points. Bam, again, solid. You know, maybe could have been better with some of those missed jumpers, but he also had 22. But it did feel like kind of like the stars kind of came out tonight, where really Bam and Butler versus Jokic and Murray, and Jokic and Murray got the better of them tonight. I mean, Chris kind of pointed out that their role players for the Nuggets weren't really playing all that well. Joey, you just pointed out role players for Miami weren't playing all that well. You know, Gabe Vincent got in foul trouble pretty quickly and just wasn't the same, kind of got taken out of it. Really, yeah, like what you were saying, no explanation for the Duncan Robinson kind of missing minutes there, only playing 14. Nuggets might have found something there in Christian Brown coming off the bench and kind of having a good stretch at third quarter. He was looking like Austin Reeves out there, is what I said in the group chat.
Dude missed one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean,
unreal. That ugly-ass three.
Yeah.
Take. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to kind of have to like those rookies just coming out with just no fear, because they don't know any better. It's just in the finals playing Jimmy Butler, like Chris said, just bodying him up. Joey, we'll go back to you here. Did you see anything from the Heat that kind of gives you an idea that this, you know, I mean, so something I said to Chris before you hopped on was, it's kind of crazy how quickly the narrative changes. So obviously Heat steals game two in Denver. People are now talking about, hey, this is a series. We're going into Miami. I think the feeling was Miami could get game three, go up 2-1. What does that look like if they go up 2-1? But then now Denver, you know, wins game three, huge performances from Jokic and Murray. And now it's starting to feel like, all right, maybe this is really the series we were thinking it was going to be, five games here. Could that be the case? Did you see anything from Miami in particular, or is it just like, hey, make your shots?
Yeah. I don't know if I saw anything from them. Like, I feel like they've played three identical games between game one, two, and three. Like, they don't seem to have done anything different except game two. They were making their shots. You know, if Christian Brown, yeah. Christian Brown, you know, if he doesn't have that game, this is a different story. It's you know, it's a super close game. And if Miami has any one of their role guys, you know, score more than
10 points,
bad to say. Any more than 7 points was their leading role player. I guess Caleb Martin had 10, but
yeah,
you know, like, this is a different game. So I don't know if they need to do much different. It seems like Michael Porter Jr. is completely a non-factor. Yeah.
He looks slow.
Yeah, he looks slow. It's the third game in a row of him being completely, you know, useless, and they've left him open, and said, you know, you want to take a shot, go for it. so they need to make these shots, and Denver's defense is not smothering, right? They're not an intensive, in your face defensive type team. They're a, you know, we're going to play sound defense and we're going to let our big guy get a rebound. And we're just going to bank on having better offense than you are. And for two games, that's been exactly the case. And, you know, I don't know if Miami has an answer if Denver plays like this, you know, for two more games. They got lucky in game two, not lucky, but they got,
They made their shots in game
two. They got a good stroke of luck, too, that they made their shots, and Jamal Murray did not have a great scoring game. But, you know, if they're going to go out and score 30 apiece again, and they're going to shoot, you know, 30-something percent from the field, it's going to be over real fast. But, you know, at the same time, you have to expect that Spoelstra is going to look at all this and be like, listen, like, something has to change faster. You know, if it's a close game and – we're just hanging in there with Bam and Jimmy doing all the work, like, we're going to have to take a shot with somebody else giving us some offense and maybe ask Jimmy and Bam to turn it up on defense, put somebody like Duncan Robinson in. You know, Spoelstra looked like a genius in game two when he started Kevin Love. That didn't look like to be a genius move tonight, but I don't know what the other option would have been. You could started Caleb Martin, but in the way that it all shook out.
Imagine if he did.
So
that.
I don't know in game two, what they need to then... do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not sure where the Heat goes.
I don't know what they need to do. I think they just need to, they need to be quicker, I think, with the adjustment.
Yeah, I just think, you know, they need two, maybe three guys to really contribute off their bench or kind of their role players, right? They need Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, and Duncan Robinson, or, you know, they need three guys that have solid nights alongside of Jimmy and Bam, where I think Denver's got a little bit more wiggle room where they really need like one guy to really show up. I mean, they've KCP has kind of been a non-factor. So has Michael Porter Jr. I mean, he showed some flashes in the third quarter defensively, in my opinion, where I was like, okay, I think he still has his head in the game a little bit. Didn't look completely checked out like he did in the first half. So there were some signs there. I mean, he's still taking shots when he has them. Just nothing's going down. So if they'll start to go down, he can maybe see it turn around. But Chris, what did you see from the Nuggets? That, you know, do you see them as kind of, obviously they took control of the series 2-1, but did they take sort of control back of the entire series? They took that narrative back. How did they look?
Honestly, I'm only giving the Miami Heat a chance still because they are the Miami Heat. Looking at the team stats for this game, Nuggets went 5 of 18 from three. They made 5 3-pointers, guys. 27%. Heat went 11 of 37, 31%. They could have shot a little bit better. I think Denver did a really good job of killing the flare screen down that Miami was killing them with in game two, where it's like a fake screen and then the guy goes to the corner. And they hit like 4 or 5 threes that way in game two. So that was a little bit more negated besides the Jeff Green. Anyways, that's a rotation. But the craziest thing here is turnover wise, Miami only had 4 turnovers the whole game to Denver's 13. And to see that, I think that might be the widest discrepancy of a turnover where that the team with the positive or the more turnovers won the game. What looked great here is Denver looked like they really took control of the game. They looked a lot bigger, and they didn't even get KCP and MPJ playing well for them. So they got 2 more games. Bruce Brown, I thought he had a better game than when I looked at the box score. Oh, he had 5 points.
Yeah.
But he felt like he was a little bit more. He had 3 blocks, so that's probably why he felt like a little bit more of a factor in this game. So really, honestly, I kind of – let's just put into Miami aside. I really feel like Denver's just going to win these next 2 games and kind of go home within 5. Jimmy Butler kind of had his Jason Tatum type game where you look at it, he got 28 points, but then he had 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 0 steals, 1 block. He was around a little bit, but I didn't really see him as a factor as much. Bam had 22 points, 7 of 21, though.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention that, like, his mid range is it the ugliest mid range jumper? Like every time he takes it, you're like, it's probably not going to go in. Let him take that, you know.
Yeah, you kind of have to live with that.
He could have had 30 Denver easily with the amount of looks he was getting. It felt like so. But with all that being, so with Denver, I feel like they're kind of just gonna wrap it up. It feels so easy to say that after a win like this, but it just feels. It feels good. It feels like
it happens. Yeah. I was kind of, you know, as the game got started in my head, I'm thinking, all right, you know, obviously we're thinking about the show afterward, and I'm going, all right, if the Nuggets or if Miami wins this game, I don't think it's over. But I feel like if the Nuggets won this game, I don't want to say over, but that it's a harder thing for Miami to come back from the 2-1 than it would be for Denver to come back from 2-1.
For sure.
And I still see this thing going back to
Miami Denver. For 6th?
Well, I still see it going back to Denver 2-2. I don't think Miami's going to go down at home like that. Because I think you're right, Chris. If they lose game 4, it's a wrap in Denver. There's no way Denver's going to lose that at home. But I just think that they're going to make their adjustments. They're going to kind of, you know, work on hitting their shots. I think they're going to be okay. And I think Jimmy's going to come out and look like Jimmy has looked in the previous playoff series. And I think he might get him one. So I would not be surprised at all if this is 2-2 after Friday night. So that's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. Anything else from you guys, Joe? You got anything else?
Yeah, I had a turning point moment that I thought was going to be a turning point. When Bam had that putback dunk over Jokic.
Yeah.
in like, I think it was the second quarter. I was like, okay, this is
they
it.
They replayed
like,
that at halftime.
Yeah.
I was like, it made it sound like Miami was up by 10 the way that.
Right. Happened. I mean, to be honest, when it happened, I was like, okay, like this feels like Miami is winning this game. Like just.
Yeah. The crowd was amped.
The crowd was amped. Like Bam was amped. It was just like, you don't often see Jokic get like kind of stumbled over like that, except when like, you know, he gets run into on the screen and he falls back for a foul call, but like he doesn't fall down that often. And for Bam to kind of like get up off that, like I was like, okay, this is exactly what they needed. Like this is the energy play. They're at home, gets him going. Bam has been, you know, kind of mediocre from mid range. Like he's going to start playing more in the paint, the rim. And then it just, like, they came out in that third quarter and they were just flat. And it's kind of sad to see.
Yeah.
like there was just not a whole lot of effort from them. It just, they didn't seem to have that same defensive intensity where, like, you know, even when Jokic is at the top of the key and you're like, okay, they're going to run this little two-man thing. It's like, all right, they're going to make a tough shot. Like the shots were pretty easy for them. They didn't have to work too hard for it. And they executed on everything that they had for them.
That's true.
Which just was, it was not a typical Miami game. So it just felt weird. You know, maybe they were just distracted with the big news in Miami about Messi going there. Messi. But, you know, we'll
– Messi. I just checked. October 4th, he's playing the Chicago Fire. So
yeah, we going? Let's go.
It'll be $500 a ticket. So
I know, it's going to be crazy. Yeah.
The first game will be absurd. Wait for next season.
I have to do something. But I'm with you. And that Bam moment, too, was like right in the middle of the second quarter when they were having just a lot of defensive problems from the Nuggets where they were continuing to – I still think it's an issue that they sort of overcommit to Jimmy and Bam, especially Jamal Murray. He really commits on that double and then gets lost and gives up a wide open three. And tonight the Heat were missing him. Game two, they weren't. So, and that's to me is another thing I saw for game four. If those shots are going down, even not even at the, you know, percentage or super high percentage, but just a little bit more consistent, keeping it a little bit closer. That's when it gets nervous to me. I feel like the Nuggets really have to put some distance between them. Even when they got to like 16 points at the end of the third, I was going, you really got to get this thing to 20 because you know that fourth quarter Miami Heat is going to come.
Yeah. And they went on a 7-0 run. And
And it got down to 12 and it was starting to get like, hey, what's going on? Even towards the end when the Miami fans had left and they had cut it to like, what, like 10 or down 8 or something? 10. Yeah, 10. Yeah. It was just starting to get interesting. And that's kind of, you know, I'm not going to count Miami out at all until, you know, the Nuggets get four here. So
I am.
You're Chris is, he's calling it a wrap right now. Print the shirts, he says.
I'm not ready to call it a wrap yet.
No.
I think we saw just the same repeat of game one, and I don't know. I feel like I don't want to say that, like, Miami lost this game versus, like, Denver won it. But, like, you look at this box score and just outside of Jokic, Murray, and this, like, flash in the pan of Brown, like, this game was 100% winnable for Miami if they shot just a little bit better.
And I think that's kind of the – go ahead.
I mean, it's sad to say, like I'm not trying to take away from Jokic and Murray because that is unreal. It's filthy. it's stupid. But, like, hey – if we're going to let these guys get 66 points and everybody else just kind of floats around, like, Miami should be winning that game, right? Like, they should absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
they have more scores on their team in a game like this, right? When Michael Porter Jr. scores 2 points and KCP scores 6, like, you should be able to be like, yeah, this is a game we can win regardless of what Jokic and Murray do. And that's got to give them some confidence too, because this is exactly what happened in game one. They came out in game two and they shot better, so hopefully they can repeat that.
Because that's what I say. I think that's kind of the wild thing. Like, I think if you're the Nuggets, you're looking at this and going, you know, we only even though we were down by a lot, we only lost by 3 in game two. Mm-hmm. We should be up 3-0. If you're the Heat, you're going, hey, we kind of gave this one away on our home court. We let these guys run all over us, but, you know, like Joey, what you're saying, none of these other guys did shit, so. We could be up 2-1. I think that's exactly how these teams are looking at it. And the question is, do the Nuggets come out with enough energy? That's my other concern about the Nuggets is they seem to kind of let off the gas a lot, you know, and even in these fourth quarters, it just, they let it get closer than it needs to be when they're up. And I could easily see them going, hey, we should be up 3-0 and maybe not coming out with that intensity in game four and, you know, Miami getting the best of them there. So
they had one of those two guys with the letters show up, this it wouldn't have been close.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
That's the thing. That's why I'm expecting one of those two guys to show up in these next two or three games.
I mean,
two or three.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe two. Just the next. Hey, let's just say two. Sorry, I don't know why I even said three. That's my fault.
All right, we'll see who comes out.
I think it's a great point, Titus, though. That's my last thought. Like, you're right. Yeah. Like, both of these teams still have a fair amount of confidence in themselves. Like, it doesn't seem like either team, based on how these games have gone, has like felt that knockout punch yet. Like, this game didn't seem like a knockout punch from Denver.
No.
It didn't seem like demoralizing. Like, we put you down early and we kept you down the entire time. They let them back in throughout the game. And there were some positive moments. This is one of the better Jimmy games we've seen this series, I think.
Yeah.
And probably since like game, I don't know, maybe like three or four of the Boston series, right? Like this is probably one of the better ones where he was on the attack.
Scoring wise, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't shoot the ball well, but he was on the attack and, you know, the assists were good. So I don't think anybody's been put down yet. I'm with you. I think Miami can get this next game, head back to Denver, but if Denver does win game four, I think it's all over, but it's all been wrapped up real quick Sunday night.
Miami should be favored.
Or Monday night.
Miami is not favored. Miami is +3.5 on Friday. I thought they'd be favored because it's kind of a must win.
It's must win. Yeah, I think. I don't think you want to go down to 3-1 at the Nuggets. Nah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you guys here in the sense that I think Miami can win. I also think if Denver gets something out of the letter crew there, I think they're going to be just fine. But the question is that going to happen? Because Michael Porter Jr. does not look engaged very much at all, and KCP has just been quiet. So
the Browns have been fine.
Yeah, the Browns have been fine.
But we need the Sliders to step up too.
Yep. All right, boys. If that's it for tonight, that's it for tonight. I'm not sure exactly when we'll be back here. I don't know where we did a game recap. I don't know if we're going to do it Friday night or Sunday. Maybe Sunday.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
Monday's the next game.
Oh, Monday's the next game? Okay, yeah.
Maybe Monday.
Maybe Monday night. It might be Monday night for a recap. I think we're kind of maybe saving that 100th episode.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is it for us tonight. Join us for our next recap coming soon after game four or game five. Who knows? Maybe we'll save it for game five if a potential ring.
Could be a closeout. It's probably going to be a closeout. Yeah.
Potentially. Right, champagne.
Game five or six. We don't know. Two or three games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. All right. Six, two, three games. All right. Let's see. So follow us at Box Out Boys, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, all that stuff. Slide in those DMs. You know what? So for Chris, Joey, and Adam, until next time, I'm Titus. Box out. It's late. Box out.